Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Pei Aleph in Maseches Shabbos, the 143rd daf in Shas. We pick up analyzing the Mishnah on Pei Amid Beis, where the Mishnah had told us that when it comes to a reed, the size of the reed that it's usher to take out on Shabbos is a reed that would be turned into a kolmos, a quill. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned Kana Kedelasos Kolmos.
9 lines from the bottom on Pei Amid Beis, where we left off. Tana Kolmos Hamagia Lekishrei Be'etzba Osav. The size of the Kolmos is a quill that would reach his joints in his finger. The Gemara immediately asks that there are different joints in our fingers. Bayravashi Kasher Elyon, a Kasher Atachton. Which joint is it? Is it the lower joints in the fingers or the upper joints in the finger? To this, the Gemara leaves off with Teiku Tishbi Yitaritz Kushios Vabayas. It's quoted in the name of the Sfas Emes that the Gemara's Kashi here is not talking about a kulmos that is already made. If it will be a kulmos that is already made, let's say you have a tiny pencil. A tiny pencil will be usur to carry out, as long as it could be used as a pencil. However, here the shaila is the reed that hasn't been made into a kulmos yet. So then its chashivus would only be kedei lasos kulmos, to make it to a decent size quill. And in such a case, the Gemara leaves off a question of where do you draw the line vis-a-vis the size? Does it end by its knuckles or somewhere else? Third, so says the Mishnah on the last line of Pei Amid Beis, Haya Avo Merusas, it's too wide or it's splintered, Kedel Vasho Bo Beit Sakala, it's a reed that is used to cook a light egg, we'll see in a moment, Shebe Beitzim Trufa Unesnua Be'ilfis, and to mix it up and put it into a pan. Our Gemara is going to explain what that means. Tana, says the Gemara, v'mayava Tana Trufa b'shemen unasnua be'ofis. What does a beitza kala mean? That's what we learned in our Mishnah. Amalei marbarei d'ravina l'rei. Mishamei lecha beitza kala ma'hi. Did you hear what a beitza kala is? Amalei be'asa d'tziltzala. It is the egg of a small bird. Ma'itayma mishum zutra. And what's the reason we chose that example? Because it is a small egg. Ema de Tzvirta asks the Gemara, maybe it's talking about a bird that's even taller, smaller, that's called a Tzvirta. Ishtik, he was silent. Amalei, midi shmir l'chabaha? Did you hear anything about this question? Amalei, hachi amar Rav Sheshes. This is what Rav Sheshes said. Beitza tarne goylis. It's the egg of a rooster. Umay kar le beitza kala. Why is it called beitza kala? Shiru chachamim. Ein lecha beitza kala levashel yoser mi beitzas tarnegolos. The Chacham estimated that there isn't that cooks more easily than the egg from a chicken. Umayshna kol shiur Shabbos kegrogeris. Why is it that when it comes to in general the measurement for Yisur Shabbos is the size of a date? V'hacha kebeitza, and here it's an egg. Amli hacher Reb Nachman kegrogeris mi beitza kala. Reb Nachman said it's not actually the size of the beitza kala trogeris, but it is a grogeris from a beitza kala. Beitza kala is larger, and if he's taking the beitza of the tarnegolas and mixing a grogeris worth with the reed, and that reed is able to do that, then that's going to be. We continue on the top of Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says, Etzem kedei lasos te vod. The prohibition of carrying out a bone applies to only a bone whose size is enough to be able to make a small spoon. That's teravot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei lasos menu chaf. Rabbi Yehuda says the amount that it would take to make a lock. Zichuchis, how much would be usher in terms of carrying out glass? Kedei ligror bo rosh hakarkor. In order to be able to take this glass and sharpen a piece of Rosh HaKarkar, that is a piece of wood. Tzror. Tzror is a small piece of wood. O Evan, Kedei Lizrok Ba'of Lavricho. In order to be able to throw at a bird, Rashi adds Lavricho to chase him away. Rav Elazar Yaakov Omer, Kedei Lizrok Bebehema, to throw at a large animal. Not enough for a bird to have chashivas, only if it forces an animal to run away. Says the Gemara, Lim emra de shiur de Rabbi Yehuda nafish? Rabbi Yehuda seems to have a larger shear. we're analyzing the etzem case, the bone. So the bone, according to the Tanakhama, is the amount to make a small spoon. Rabbi Yehuda says the amount it takes to make a lak. Says the Gemara, lememra de shiur de Rabbi Yehuda nafish. What will come out is that the shiur of Rabbi Yehuda, who said to make a lak, that shiur is going to be larger because the lak is larger than a small spoon. Now that is a problem because the sugya earlier on Peyam and Aleph had told us that in many of the instances where we have a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, the Mishnah we have that is replete on Ayin Chesam Abeis of machlokios between them, and the Gemara shows us over there that the Rabbanan are the ones who shear is larger, and that of course means that you're makil in Hilchos Shabbos, that you require a larger shear to be over the iser of Hotzah. So the Gemara asks, Hakaimalon, de shiura de Rabbanon, nafish, that the amount that's asur is, that's larger, is the Rabbanon's shear. Hamar Ula, Ula answered, Chafi poseches. The answer to this question is that we're not talking about the whole lak. We're only talking about the teeth of the lak, and those are actually smaller than a small spoon. The teeth of a lak, you can imagine, are small bolts that go down vertically from the lak, and that is much smaller than even a small spoon. The Gemara continues, Tan Rabbanan, Chafei Poseches Tahorin, that if you have these small teeth that are used to close a lak, they are not kalim that become tameh, because they have no purpose beforehand. The only thing they could be used is to put into a lock, but if they haven't been put into a lock, so then in such a case, they're not part of kavon bepasachas, but if they're put into a lock, then tmeim, then they're going to be tamim. Vishel gal, and if we're talking about, if this lock is one that's known of gal, which Rashi explains is a lock that is connected to a door, which is connected to the ground, which is not a lock that's simply on a box, but it's mechuba lekarka. Afal pi shechibra medelos v'kovam bimasmarim tahorin, shekol mechuba lekarka, hareyu kekarka, it's attached to the ground, and therefore the halacha is that what's mechuba lekarka does not contrast track tumah. Schuchis, we have learned in our Mishnah that if it's of glass, so then it's kidei ligra bo rosh hakarka, which meant to sharpen the top of a piece of wood. Another braisa taught us that it's the amount of glass that would be able to cut two different pieces of thread, cut through them at once, and that would be zchuchis, also a piece of glass, then one would be chayiv carrying it out. In our Mishnah, we had learned that a rock or a splint of wood is the size to throw at a bird, according to Rabbi Eliezer Bar Yaakov. It's the amount to throw at an animal. Says our Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'hu shemar geshespa. This would only apply to a splint, a piece of wood, that the animal would feel. Kamishiura, what is that? Tanya Rabbi Lozim and Yaakov, Amar Mishkel, the weight of 10 zuz. Gemara continues with an interesting story. Zunin, this was the name of a fellow, all of Bei Midrash, he went into the Beis Medrash. Amalu Rabosai, he asked Rabosai a question. Avadim shel Beis HaKisei, when it comes to stones that are used to clean oneself in the Beis HaKisei, Shiurim Bema Bekama, what is the shear for the Yisra of Otsa? Amrulo, the Rabbanan said to him, Kizayis Keegos Ukebeitza, the size of either an olive, a walnut, or an egg. Rashi explains that those different sizes were what was used to clean oneself first, the kezayis, then an egos, then a kebeya, because that was the best way of cleaning. Amar lehu, so Zonin said to them, V'chi turtini yachnis, how are you going to cheshmen? Do you take inside a weight? Nimnu v'gamru. So the chachamim decided, according to most opinions, bimlo hayad, that up until the size of a full hand, Tanya, we learned in Machlokas Tanoim about this. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kizayis Kekos Kebeitza, that the shear is specifically this amount. Rabbi Shimon Yossi Omer Shomavim Melo Hayad, the size of a hand. So these are two different opinions. The Gemara continues. Tana Rabbanan, Shalosh Avonim Mukur Zolos. Mukur Zolos are stones that are used to clean. Mutal Hachnas Beis HaKnisa. You're allowed to take in to a Beis HaKisei, that the Chiddush of our Gemara is that they're not Aser vis-a-vis Muktzah. Rashi explains that there wasn't an Isra of Otsa either because you were moving less than 4 Amis, or it was already in a Chatzer that wasn't prohibited to carry in. And the Chiddush over here is it's permissible as far as Muktzah is concerned because it has a purpose. V'kama Shiuran, and what is it? Shiur Meir Omer Ke'egos, Rebbe Yehuda Omer Ke'beitza. Now we have Egos and Beitzas divided into two opinions. Amar Rav from Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chizda, Ke Machlokis Kan, Kach Machlokis Be'ezro. Just like we have a Machlokis in regards to these stones, the same Machlokis in regards to Esrog. And that Mishnah is found on Daf Lamed Dalid on the base, where the size of the smallest Esrog is Shir Esrog Katan, on Lamed Dalid on the base in Sukkah. Reb Meir Omer Ke'egos, three lines from the bottom there, and Reb Yehuda Omer Ke'beitza. So just like we have a Machlokis between Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Egos Obeitza by Esrog, so too over here. Now the Gemara points out that in general, a Mishnah is more Chashuv than a Braisa. Hasam Asnisen, Hacha Braisa, there it's a Mishnah, here is a Braisa. Ella, rather, the right way to formulate is, Ke Machlokis Be'esrog, Kach Machlokis Kan. Just like there's a Machlokis Be'esrog, so too, there's a machlokus for the shear of Avonim. Amar of Yehuda. Avoloi es ha-payos. But not clumps of dirt, as the Gemara is about to explain what that means. My payos, what are the clumps of dirt? Clumps of dirt are still considered. This is the Masmosh from Rashi in Dibur HaMaskil, Avoloi ha-payos. And the Gemara spells it out a little bit more. My payos, Amar Bizera, Kershina Bavliyasa. The dirt from Bavel. Rashi explains that the dirt in Bavel tended to be moist, and when the earth was plowed, there were clumps of dirt that were joined together, and this is the payas. And these clumps of dirt are considered mukta. The Sharetzion in Shin Yud Beis Sifkaton Yud Zayin points out that the Rambam seems to understand that the Isser has nothing to do with mukta, but rather you might come to grind. Rashi seems to fit more simply in the flow of the Gemara. The Gemara contains Amar Rava, also the Mashmesh Bitzror B'Shabbos. It's prohibited to use the flint on Shabbos. Kederach Mishamesh B'chol, in the way in which that you normally use it during the weekday. It's prohibited to use this flint to clean oneself because it causes hairs to fall off. Ask the Gemara, Maskif Lamar Zutra, Listaking. However, if he's not going to be able to clean himself, then he will put himself in a sakana, he won't go to the bathroom. Answers the Gemara, Kal Achar Yad. Rava was not saying not to use it at all, but he should use it with a shinui that he's causing the hairs to fall off, Kal Achar Yad. Amar Rabbi Yanai, Im Yesh Mokom Kavua LeBeis HaKisei, Melo HaYad, Im Lav Kechreya Meducha Ktana, Kechreya. Rabbi Yanai says, if there is a place that's designated for these avonim to clean oneself, so then in such a case you could take as many as you want. However, imlav kechreya, if there isn't, so then in such a case he should take a middle amount of the shear. And what would we say earlier? That there is a egos kizayis and beitza, and therefore he should take the middle size. And that is, Kizayis is the smallest egos, is the middle beitza, take the size of the egos, as Rashi explains on the first wide line. Says the Gemara, Meducha Ktana Shel Besamim, another halacha in regards to Muksa, according to Rashi. When it comes to a hand crusher of Besamim, so there, Amar Rav Sheshes, Im Yesh Alea Eid Mutter. If there is some type of napkin on top of it that shows that it's used for kinuach, that it's used for cleaning, since it's dirty, then that shows us that it's designated also for cleaning. In those days, they would use the menucha ketana for cleaning as well. So miyishala aid, it's going to be mutter. Asks the Gemara, Mesivet. We learned in a brisa, in brachos, asar dvar mevias adam l'day tachtonios. There are 10 things that bring a person to bowel sickness. Veiluhein, and these are they. Ha'ochel ale konim, someone who eats reeds, v'ale gefanim, and the leaves from cotton, v'lulge gefanim, and branches from a cotton tree, umorige behema, and the meat of behema, where it's not smooth, for example, at a certain part of the base hakosos, which is the reticulum of the animal, there's often a lot of thorns that are caught inside of them. It's not smooth. Below melach, that there wasn't salt that was added to it. Vishidro shodag, and the spine of a fish. Vidug meliach shalo bishel called sarko, and a salty fish that hasn't been cooked properly. They would need to cook it in order to remove the dangerous parts of the sauce. Vashos shimer yayin, if you drink the sediment of wine. The kaneach besid uvecharsis, someone who wipes with lime, cleans himself, or with crushed brick. Obitzrar shekinech bo chavero, or a flint that was used by his friend. Vyeshom rafa tola atzma besakresis, and also someone who stands on his knees when going to the bathroom. We see from here that something from that one's another person has used beforehand is not good. It brings to this disease of tachtonius. So that would show us that a meducha that has been designated for use by others should not be used. Yet beforehand we saw Rav Sheshe says that's what allows one to carry it. And it's not muksa. And it's a gemara loy kasha ha-bilach ha-biyavish. It depends on how his friend uses it. If their imprint was already dry, then the chash of tachtonius falls away. Or one person can use one side, the other can use another side. Or one could say that depends on whether Reuven used it already once before. If Reuven used it once before, he could use it again. He shouldn't use Shimon's, but he could use his again. And that's what it was saying. If it was already used, it's been designated for that. I'm going to buy the Rav Yosef. Abai said to Rav Yosef, three lines from the bottom, pay alpha menaf. Yardu aleha gishamim, v'nitash disha mahu. What happens if it rained and it was rubbed out? If we say, on the one hand, that we look at it as entirely gone, so then its muksin cannot be used again. On the other hand, it's clear that it was once used for that, and maybe that's enough to make it no longer muktza. Amalei ima yirushuma nikar mutar. If the imprint is recognizable, then it's going to be acceptable, and if not, it will be muktza. Last line, pe alef amin alef bo mine rabba barav shila mei rav chizda. Rabba rav shila asa rav chizda, ma'u la'alosam acharav legag. Is one allowed to take these rocks up until the roof if he wants to relieve himself there? Amalei gadol kavod abrias shedoches lo seser shebet Torah. Kavod abrias is so important, it would be doche even a lav in the Torah. Hence, muktza falls away if, and tarchin and yisera, if where he needs it to go to the bathroom. Rashi explains that it says in the Torah Akdosha, in regards to the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, v'hisalamta mehem, that it's coming to exclude. The Gemara in Bo Metzion Daf Lamed says that if it's zaken le'eno lefi kvodo, he doesn't have to return the Aveda. Says Rashi, three lines from the top. Certainly, when it comes to Yisod Rabbanon of Muktza, which there it is based on the Pasuk Lo Sasur, Kavod Abrios would be doche. If Kavod Abrios is doche, the straight up, the Arayis of Hashavas Aveda, certainly when it comes to Tiltul. The Yisod of Muktza. Yasim Mereimar v'kama l'lo ha-shmaitza. Mereimar was saying over this Sugya, Ezve Ravina la Mereimar. Ravina asked the following question. Reb Eliezer Oimer, Noit Adam Kisa Mishal Fanav, Latzis Boshinav. A person is allowed to take a flint of wood that's sitting on the ground to remove something in his teeth. However, the Chachamim say that you're not allowed to use it only if it's already been put in the saddle of the animal. So what do we see? That when it comes to the other form of Kavod Abrius, of removing something from your teeth, because the meat is sometimes sticking out from his teeth, and it's also a chisaron in Kavod Abrius, yet if it's set aside for the animal, only are you allowed to use it, but muktza, you're not allowed to. Answers the Gemara, hachi ashta. Asan hasam, when it comes to clearing one's teeth, adam kaveh makam l'su'udah. A person designates a place where he's going to eat before Shabbos, and he could have put toothpicks over there. Hacha adam kaveh makam l'beis hakisei. Does a person set aside a place where, as a restroom? He doesn't know where exactly he's going to need to use the restroom. Sometimes he has to go somewhere else and use the restroom there. And for that reason, we can't solve that problem in advance, and we have to rely on the heter of Kvod Abrios. However, when it comes to the food, that could and should be taken care of beforehand. The Gemara continues 8 lines from the top and payal from base. I wonder if Huna also the fanos stay near Bishops. It's prohibited to defecate in a field that has been plowed on Shabbos. My time. What's the reason it's Asr? Ilay Mishum Davsha. If we're going to say that the reason why it's Asr, because he's walking in the field and it's going to cause damage to his friend's field on Shabbos, I feel the Cholnami, even during the week, it should be prohibited. Ve'ela Mishum Asavim. But rather, the problem over here is because of the grass in the field. If he defecates there, Rashi explains that there's going to be an added moisture that was produced by the plowing, not connected to defecating, but it's produced there by the plowing, which causes moss to grow. And moss is growing on the rocks, and he's going to remove the moss in order to be able to use the rocks to clean himself. Asks the Gemara, it's permissible to use. Rather, we tell the guy not to cut off, he'll be over an Isser of Chatas. However, there is no iser to use them. Says the Gemara, it must be a different chash. El dilma nokit meila v'shada lutatoi umechayev. We're afraid that he's going to take some of the sticks which was sitting on a mound in the field, and he will then put it lower down. Umechayev mishum de rabba, mechayev as Rabbah taught us. Da'amar Rabbah, because Rabbah taught, ha'isel guma, vitamim up bibayis. If there's a hole and he flattens out, he adds dirt to it in his house, chayim mishum bone. He be chayiv on bone bisada, if he's in the field. Excuse me, chayim mishum bone, kama, bisada, but if he's in the field, chayim mishum chorish. Then in such a case, he'll be chayiv for plowing. This we also had earlier on Ayin Gimel on the base. So this is the reason why a person is not supposed to defecate in a field, because we're afraid that he's going to move things around and be over the Isser of Choresh. Gufa, the Gemara now analyzes what we had learned earlier. Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, Sarar Shalu Bo Asavim Mutle Kanech Ba. He's allowed to use a rock that has moss that grew on it to clean himself, but Vatolish Menu B'Shabes Chayiv Chatas, if he cuts the moss off, he's going to be chayiv a carbon chatas. Amar a papi, shmamina Reish Lakish, we see from Reish Lakish, hay parpirsa shari little tule. That when it comes to, that if there's a, Rashi explains parpisa, a flower pot that has a hole in it, you're allowed to pick it up, and you're not going to be over the iser of tolesh. Now that is a big sugya, we're going to discuss that in the maskana, it's going to be problematic. The proof from Reish Lakish's case is the following. If this rock has moss attached to it, then the moment you raise up the rock with the moss, you're detaching the moss from the ground. However, the Gemara doesn't accept this. Maskif lo, Rav Kahana, im amr letzorech, yomru shelo letzorech. Just because we allowed you for cleaning himself, so then would we allow it even for lo letzorech? So the heterim cannot be applied from one to the other, because this is a tzorech. Now the Gemara qualifies, as we said, that this parpisa the flower pot with the hole in it, not at all is it mutter to remove lahalacha. Amar Abaye parpisa hova asal yadan leima bar milsa. Since we brought up this flower pot, let's just clarify the halacha. Hayimunach agabi karka, if we're sitting on the ground, v'nicha agabi sales, and he raises up and puts on poles, mechayiv mishum tolish, you'll be chayiv for cutting it from the ground. Hayimunach agabi sedus, it was sitting on poles, v'nicha agabi karka, chayiv mishum notea, then you'd be chayiv for planting. Once he's removed the flower pot from the ground, then he removed it from its nutrition source, and hence it's going to be chayif. The sugya of Atzitz Nakov is a big sugya. It's discussed by the Achronim a lot on Gittin, Dav Zayin Amabez, as well as Achronim by us. This suffices for pshat here in our Gemara. Rashi makes an important ha'ara in Dibra Maskel Chayv Mishum Tolesh that it cannot be that our Gemara is talking about Tolesh Min HaTorah, the Yisr of Tolesh Min HaTorah. Because if that would be so, then how could Reish Lakish allow him to remove the moss from the ground and only deal with the issue of Muksa? It must be that's Dami L'Tolesh that resembles the Yisr of Tolish. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal had a shear where he developed that the Rambam might actually hold that the Isser over here is Doraisa. See the Chidushi Haram Halevi. We begin a new Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochan, Asla Kanech Becheres B'Shabbos. It's prohibited to clean oneself with a piece of shard on Shabbos. My time, what's the reason? Inli Mishum Sakana, if we're afraid that he's going to hurt himself, that he will hurt something inside of himself when he's cleaning himself, but with the cheres, I feel b'chol nami, then b'chol during the week it should also be a problem. Ve'elim yishum, but rather the issue over here is kishufim, that he's going to hurt himself through kishuf. I feel b'chol nami lo, then during the week it should also be a problem. Ve'elim yishum hasharis nimin, maybe it's going to be that he removes some hairs by mistake, that the cheres is sharp, or somehow is going to cause hairs to fall off. Says Gemara, that shouldn't be a problem. Davrshe miskavinu, he's not attending to take off the hairs. Amar Lu Rav Nasan Bar Oishia Gavra Rabba Amar Milsa Neima Bataima. A great person said it. That's Asli Kanech, and we need to explain Daf Gawain Shabbos. Neima Bataima, we need to give the reason. Lo Ami Bai Bechol Da Aser. Not only during the weekday where it's also B'Shabbos, Holy Katars Kiyolov, Shapir Dami, that on Shabbos, it's going to be acceptable. Not only in the week where you have the problem with Kshafim, then I would say that it's acceptable and not a problem with Muktza. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is that not only is there issue of Muktza, but there's also an issue of Kshafim, or sakana. Gemara continues. Rava Masnila Mishum Asharis Nimin. Rava said there was a problem because of the hairs being removed. Vekashale to Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Rabbi Yochanan. And then we have a stira between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, Rava said that this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, who said that it was a problem, was based on Asharis Nimin. Yet earlier we had learned the Rabbi Yochanan said it was Asli Kanech B'Shabbos. V'kashle the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Mi'am Rabbi Yochanan, Asli Kanech B'Cheres B'Shabbos, Amal Dover Shei Miskavin Asr. Rabbi Yochanan had said that it's prohibited, despite the fact that it's a Dover Shei Miskavin, and he holds Dover Shei Miskavin as Asr. But didn't we say, Amal Rabbi Yochanan, Lachak Yistam Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan said that we follow Yistam Mishnah, that we're not worried about Dover Shein's Kavin? Utnan Nazir Chofefu Mefasfes. The Mishnah in Nedarim describes a Nazir. The Mishnah in Nazir describes a Nazir combing his hair. And there, his hair might fall out. It might not. That's called the Dover Shein's Kavin. He doesn't intend, but there is a possibility. The only time it's Asr, according to the Stam Mishnah, is Lo Sorek. If he's combing with a comb, so then for sure it's going to fall out. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would say that it's permissible when it's Dover Shein Miskavin, where it's a psik reisha, as Rashi explains, where it's inevitable, then it's going to be a problem. So we cannot say that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that it's also because of Dover Shein Miskavin. El Mechaverta Kidurav Nasan bar Oshia. But rather, the explanation is like Rabbi Yosson bar Oshia, that the concern is either because of Sakana or Kshafim. We will conclude Be'ezer Hashem, the daf over here, five lines from the bottom of Pei Aleph on the base, and we now, Be'ezer Hashem, go on to our halacha section. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparech, our halacha section from daf Pei Aleph emerges from the seemingly esoteric Gemara in the sense that Baruch Hashem, our hygiene and our bathroom system has long changed from most of the issues that the Gemara was discussing on Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, and that is rocks designated and not designated for use before Shabbos, and whether they qualify as muktzah or not. However, the Yesodos in our Gemara are used even for our situation today, as we will see. Every once in a while, a person is in a situation that the bathroom does not have pre-cut tissues, and their only thing that's left is toilet paper. Can we glean from our Gemara, that doesn't discuss toilet paper at all, that in the time of the Chazal, they used rocks to clean themselves, what the halacha would be in regards to such a situation also? The Gemara told us on Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, halfway through the Yomud, Tana Rabbanan Gimel Avonim Makuruzelos Muta Lahachnis LeBeis HaKnisei, you're allowed to take rocks and bring them into Beis HaKnisei, even though they were muktzah and not designated before Shabbos. The psak of this Gemara is found in Shulchan Aruch, in Arachayim Simin, Shin Yud Beis, Sif Aleph, Mishum Kvod Abrios, writes the Mechaber, Hetiru L'Taltal Avonim L'Kaneach, it's permissible to use rocks to clean oneself, and as we said onto the top of Pei Beis Amid Aleph, Vafil Lalosam Lagagimo, even to take it with him to the roof is also, Pei Aleph Amid Beis, we said, even to take the roof with him is also going to be permissible, despite the fact that it's a Tircha Yisera. The rationale for this Heter, even though clearly these things are Muktzah, Rashi told us on top of Pei Aleph Amid Beis, that we say, Kavod Abrias is Docha, the Losa Se Shebetorah, we learn out from the fact that the Kavod of the Zakein, the Torah, absolves him, as the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Amid Aleph explains, of the Pasuk Vihisalamta Mehem, by Aveda, that we say that a Zakein Ve'en Lefi Kvodo does not need to return a lost Aveda. So too, if it's an issue of Kvod Abrias, that he needs to clean himself, that the Isser Derabbanan does not apply. Reb Nissim Karelitz in Perek Shmona Asar in the Sefer Chut HaShani extends this idea that we have in Shulchan Aruch to practical instances today. Because of Kavod Avrios, so we allowed the, and we were lenient on Isser Derabbanan because of Kvod Habrios. Rev Karelitz quotes a Magen Avram. Unfortunately, he does not give the Mar Mok on this Magen Avram, and I did not see it in a cursory look in Simon Shud Yud Beis that extends, I did hear this from my Rabbeim, but I didn't hear this pinned on a Magen Avram, that says that the Magen Avram extends that the Isser Derabbanan that could be foregone is not only the Isser of Muktzah as well as cowering in a Karmelis, which is an Isser Derabbanan because of Kvod Abrios. If that is so, he argues, if a person would tear tissue in a case of where there weren't any tissues and the only thing that was left was toilet paper that wasn't torn before Shabbos, in a way that was only an Isser Derabbanan, in such a case, his suggestion is that if he doesn't tear it beforehand and has it sit in the toilet and then the water does it, so clearly that would be some type of Derabbanan and then it's going to be permissible. And that emerges from our Gemara. Really, Rav Karelitz's Yisod, the Chura, fits into our Gemara, because our Gemara said that it's the Isser that of a Derabbanan that is foregone in a pace of Kavod Habrios. Similarly, in the Sefer Archa Shabbos, in Perik Yud Aleph Ha'ara Lamin Gimel, Rav Rubin quotes from Rav El Yashiv another halacha that emerges from our sugya that would support cutting toilet paper with a shinui in the case of Kavod Habrius. And that is that on our Gemara, the Rosh in the end of Siman Aleph says that it will be permissible to sharpen a rock that wasn't usable to clean oneself, to sand it out, which would be an Iser Derabbanan if he does it Kelachar Yad, because of Kavod Habrius. Based on that, a person would cut the toilet paper with a shinui, so then in such a case, then it's similar to that instance. Renee Mansal just pointed out to me that the shinui should be a significant type of shinui, like for example, to have the toilet paper under one's arm when one is cutting it off. A small shinui should be avoided. However, a shinui could be used and employed, even if the korea would be an iser d'oraisa, as we've seen from the rush at the end of Siman Aleph in our perek, and what emerges from the Gemara on the top of Pei Aleph Amud Beis, as well as the kor halacha that muktza falls away in the face of kavod habrios. This Beis Hashem concludes our halacha section from Daf Pei Aleph.